single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Hello and welcome to Living Life. May you be enriched in your time in God's Word today. Today is September 25th, and we are starting Isaiah chapter 28. In an MMA, mixed martial arts world, there's an athlete named Ronda Rousey. She's a very famous athlete, known as the most dominant athlete in the world. And at one point, she beat all of her opponents under 1 minute. And so she, you know, everyone thought she was the most dominant fighter and athlete. But 2 years ago in a fight, she lost very, very badly. And in an interview after her loss, she is quoted as saying, "I just wanted to kill myself. I felt like I was nothing. What do I do now? Nobody cares about me after this." You know, Ronda Rousey, she placed her identity and significance in the fact that she was the most dominant athlete in the world. And when she lost that, she felt like she had nothing going for her. So today's passage talks about that, where it talks about this idea of reef and where is your significance? Where is your self-worth found? Where do you find your glory and hope? So why don't we jump into our passage together and take a look together.
Isaiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. Woe to that wreath, the pride of Ephraim's drunkards, to the fading flower, his glorious beauty, set on the head of a fertile valley, to that city, the pride of those laid low by wine. See, the Lord has one who is powerful and strong, like a hailstorm and a destructive wind, like a driving rain and a flooding downpour, he will throw it forcefully to the ground. That wreath, the pride of Ephraim's drunkards, will be trampled underfoot. That fading flower, his glorious beauty, set on the head of a fertile valley, will be like a fig ripe before harvest. As soon as someone sees it and takes it in his hand, he swallows it. In that day, the Lord Almighty will be a glorious crown, a beautiful wreath for the remnant of his people. He will be a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, a source of strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. And these also stagger from wine and reel from beer. Priests and prophets stagger from beer and are befuddled with wine. They reel from beer, they stagger when seeing visions, they stumble when rendering decisions. All the tables are covered with vomit, and there is not a spot without filth.
Isaiah 28 begins with a series of woes or indictments against northern Israel. They're about to be run over by the world power Assyria, and yet, you know, they're still being rebellious and not humbling themselves before God. The image that's used frequently in our passage today is the image of wreath. And wreath, what is wreath? You know, we're familiar with Christmas wreath or an ornament during the holiday season, but what does wreath represent? Well, today's passage gives us multiple meanings of the image of wreath. First meaning is the image of a party hat. And these Israelite leaders are wearing a party hat during these drinking parties. They're having orgies and parties. And instead of looking after the people, they're just enjoying their lives and just going after the pleasure. And their outcome will be a complete devastation. Because, you know, if you've ever seen a drunk person before, they're not fit to do anything. They're not able to drive, let alone they're not able to lead a country or lead a nation by their leadership. They're too intoxicated. Their faculties are too deterred by the alcohol. Spiritually, these false leaders cannot lead their people to place their hope in God alone. So therefore, they're false leaders. So what's going to happen? With that, we turn to our second meaning of the image of wreath. The second meaning is this. It's talking about the city of Samaria. If you just try to picture wreath in your mind, Samaria as a city was placed on top of the fertile lands in the shape of a wreath. So Samaria was top of the fertile fields, and it's a prophecy, and it's a warning that Samaria, just like the reed, will be brought down by God's hand. So what is the hope then? Where is the hope? And the third meaning of the reed, the word reed, is according to verse 5. Reed represents a beautiful and a glorious crown for the remnant people of Israel. Look at verse 5 together. Verse 5 says, "In that day the Lord Almighty will be a glorious crown, a beautiful wreath for the remnant of His people." So it's verse 5 is a beautiful promise of how there's a day coming in the future in which Israelites will submit to God and their true king and ruler and Lord of their lives. The Lord Himself will become the wreath for the remnant people. So in that case, in that idea, wreath represents whatever we trust in, whatever we're proud of, whatever we're boasting in. Wreath represents our glory and our hope. So it's something that we're proud of. Whatever we're proud of in our lives, that represents wreath. So what are you looking at to be proud of or boasting in your life to give you hope and a sense of glory? Israelite leaders, they were boasting about their alliance with Egypt. They were proud of how they had this prosperity going. And so they were engaging in these alcohol parties, drunken parties. So they were wearing party hats, enjoying pleasure. Their wreath was their pleasure. What is your wreath in your life? Likewise, you can be looking to your wealth, just prosperity or money, materialism, or you can be looking towards happy marriage, or you can be looking towards your children be successful, or you can be looking towards your job status or job promotion or whatever status you have in life. These are all good things, but then when you take it into your heart and start being proud of them or boasting about them in your hearts, they become wreath in your mind. So they become your glory and your hope for this life. And you can make any of these things to be your wreath. And Israel's a beautiful promise that Isaiah is giving in verse 5 is that one day God Himself will become our wreath. Our glory and our hope will be placed on Him alone. We will no longer look to things in our lives to be our source of glory and significance, but God Himself will be enough to wrap us in His beauty and His righteousness. He Himself will be our hope and glory, our beautiful crown on our head. You know, Jesus Christ, when He came, He should have had the most beautiful crown of glory on His head as a Son of God. But instead of the crown of glory, crown of life, Jesus, the Son of God, got a crown of thorns on His head. The crown of thorns, as the thorns pierced into His head, He was dripping with blood. And He gave up His wreath, He gave up His glory, He gave up His crown to give His life up for us on the cross, so that in His place, we can have the wreath, we can have the crown of life, so that Jesus Christ Himself becomes our crown of glory. He is our beauty, He is our worth, and He is our wreath. So that's today's message for us all, that all these other wreaths in life will be destroyed, just like Samaria, just like these leaders who are just boasting in their wealth. But if Jesus is your wreath today, if Jesus is your everything today, then your beauty and your significance will last forever and ever. So as we close today, would you just think about if Jesus Christ was your only wreath, only glory, source of hope and significance, self-worth in your life, if Jesus became everything for you, then how would your life change? First of all, you'd be a very patient person. People that annoy you or frustrate you in your life and relationships, you would have more patience with them. You have this supernatural love for these people. You would know that you too, as a sinner, have been forgiven by God. So you're willing to, you're more willing to forgive. You become this humble person, the most accepted person, loved person, and you'll be confident person, knowing that you have a crown, glory, righteousness from God that nothing in this world can give. And you won't be disappointed if Jesus is your wreath. You won't be disappointed if things don't work out in your favor. Yes, You will be disappointed to a certain degree, but you won't be dejected. You won't be completely lost. You won't be depressed. Just knowing that in Christ, you have everything that you need, and those things that you have in Christ will never be taken away from you. So these are the hopes that we have today, that you don't have to be the most dominant fighter in the world like Ronda Rousey. But if you have Jesus as your crown, if you have Jesus as your wreath in life, you don't have to be afraid of anything, even death. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that, Lord Jesus, you will be our true wreath in our life and our death, that you will be our true source of glory and hope. Lord, that you will give us sufficient joy and peace and hope in you, that nothing in this world, in our lives, will shake us. Lord, Father God, that we will be unshakable because our hope has been placed on the solid rock of Jesus. Thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a further and stepping in closer, CGM.